You ever get that feeling like you meet someone and their energy is just different? Yeah, like they might be older, but their spirit is, youthful, or maybe they're young, but they just give off these wise vibes.
I know what you mean.
Makes you wonder if age is more than just a number. Well, today we're gonna deep dive into this whole mental age thing. We've got this article from the Spiritual Seek website. It's called Age is Just a State of Mind. And honestly, it's already making me rethink some things.
Well, what's really interesting about mental age is that it's not just superficial.
Okay.
It's not about how many wrinkles you have or if your hair's gone gray.
Right.
It's more about your cognitive abilities, your emotional maturity, like the wisdom you've picked up along the way.
So, like, how old your mind is versus how old your body is.
Exactly. And unlike your chronological age, which just keeps going up, mental age is it's kind of dynamic, you know?
Okay.
It can change based on your experiences, what your outlook on life is, even just your mindset.
I can see that.
I bet you've even seen this yourself, like a teenager who seems super wise for their age,
Oh, for sure.
or someone in their 80s who's still got tons of energy and enthusiasm.
Oh, absolutely. Like my grandma, she's in her 70s and she's way more adventurous than I am. Always learning new things, traveling to new places. It's amazing.
That's great.
It makes me wonder, though, what's the science behind all this? Like, is there actual evidence that our mindset can, affect how we age?
Well, there's this fascinating study, Achilles Ohio Longitudinal Study of Aging and Retirement.
Okay.
And they found that people who had a positive outlook on aging, they actually lived an average of 7.6 years longer.
Whoa.
Yeah, than those who had negative views on aging.
That's a huge difference, like almost a decade.
It is.
So it's like your thoughts about getting older are actually impacting how long you live.
It seems that way.
This whole positive thinking thing might be more powerful than I realized.
They're pretty compelling.
So, are there any other studies that back this up, this link between mental age and physical well-being?
There's this mind-blowing experiment from the 1980s
Okay.
where researchers basically recreated what life was like back in 1959.
Wait, hold on. Are we talking time travel here? Did they actually go back to 1959?
Not literally, haha,
Yeah.
but they created this super immersive environment for a group of elderly people.
Okay.
And they asked them to really, truly live in that time period.
Interesting.
The results were incredible.
Riley.
Participants actually showed improvements in their physical strength. Their posture got better, their flexibility increased,
Wow.
and even their cognitive function got better.
That's amazing. The article even mentioned their vision improved. How is that even possible?
Pretty wild, right?
Yeah.
It's like their minds were telling their bodies, hey, we're young again, let's act like it.
Exactly. It shows just how powerful our minds are and how connected they are to our physical selves. Just by changing how they perceived time and age, these people seem to trigger real physical changes. That's incredible.
But hold on, there's more to it.
Okay, you got me hooked. I need some solid evidence, though. So, what else is out there?
All right, well, Becca Levy, she's a researcher at Yale, and she found that older adults who believed those negative stereotypes about aging,
Okay.
like thinking they'd get forgetful or frail,
Yeah.
they actually experienced a bigger decline in their hearing over 3 years compared to those who had a more positive view on aging.
So you're saying if you believe you'll become hard of hearing, you're more likely to actually become hard of hearing.
That's what the research suggests.
Whoa, that's both fascinating and kind of scary.
It is a bit, isn't
It's like our minds are creating a self-fulfilling prophecy.
it? Exactly. If we buy into those negative stereotypes, we might unconsciously start acting in ways that confirm them.
This is a good point for our listeners. I want you all to think about your own beliefs about getting older.
Good idea.
Do you see it as, all downhill? Or a new chapter with new possibilities.
That's an important question.
Because it sounds like our beliefs might be shaping our reality more than we realize.
I think you're right.
And it's not just about hearing either, right?
Right. A study from the University of Exeter Medical School
Okay.
found that older people who saw themselves as physically weak were less likely to, be active,
Interesting.
which actually increased their risk of becoming frail.
So even if you're not actually frail, just thinking you are can make you less active and more likely to become frail.
It appears so.
It's like our minds are putting limits on our bodies.
That's a good way to put it.
It's a powerful reminder that our perceptions have real consequences.
I agree.
But hey, at least we can change those perceptions, right?
Well, that's the good news.
We can choose to look at aging positively and focus on what we can do, not what we can't.
Exactly.
So how do we actually do that? What are some practical things we can do to have a younger mental age?
Well, the article talks about the importance of trying new things.
Okay.
Especially as we get older.
Thanks.
Research shows there's a strong connection between having a sense of purpose and feeling good in your later years,
mm-hmm.
and trying new things, learning new skills, challenging yourself. These all help keep our minds sharp and our spirits young, you know?
The article calls these novel activities.
Right.
But what exactly does that mean? Like, give us some examples.
Sure. It could be anything that makes you curious, something that pushes you outside your comfort zone a little.
Okay.
Like learning a new language, taking up a musical instrument, volunteering for something you care about, even just trying a new type of food.
I see. So it's about staying curious and engaged with life, not getting stuck in a routine.
That's the idea.
And the article says one of the best ways to do this is through travel.
Travel. Always a good idea.
But what makes it such a fountain of youth, so to speak?
Well, think about it. Travel is all about new experiences, unfamiliar places, and fresh challenges.
Yeah, that's true.
You're constantly learning, adapting, figuring things out.
Yeah.
It gets you out of your routine and your comfort zone, which can be really stimulating for your mind and your spirit.
I totally agree. Like, I remember this one time I got completely lost in the back streets of Venice.
Oh, no.
It was actually amazing. I ended up having this incredible meal.
Wow.
And I met this group of locals. It was so cool.
That's awesome.
It was stressful at the time, but looking back, it makes me feel so alive.
And that's exactly it. Those experiences that challenge us, surprise us, and make us feel present, those are the ones that keep us feeling young at heart, no matter what our age is.
That makes a lot of sense.
So we've talked about mindset, the impact of experiences, but let's go back to that 1980s experiment for a minute.
Okay.
That one with the simulated 1959 environment.
Right.
What was it about that experience that had such a big effect on their mental and physical state? Was it just the nostalgia?
Good question.
You know, it's easy to think it was just happy memories, but I think it goes deeper than that.
Okay.
Remember, they weren't just thinking about the past. They were actually immersed in it. Their environment was meticulously recreated to be just like their youth.
And that's what's so remarkable. Their vision improved. They became physically younger.
I know, right?
It almost feels like they literally got younger by changing how they perceived time.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if how we perceive time is somehow connected to our physical reality.
That's a wild thought.
It is. And it lines up with the other studies we've talked about, right?
Yeah.
It reinforces this idea that mental age isn't just some made-up thing.
Right.
It can actually have a powerful effect on our well-being.
So while we might not have time machines, we can change our mindset and choose how we experience aging.
Exactly.
That's empowering.
It is.
But we also have to remember that not everyone ages mentally at the same rate.
That's true.
Life experiences, especially difficult ones, can have a big impact on our mental age.
Absolutely. Things like trauma, hardship, loss. Mm-hmm. These can make us mature faster.
Yeah, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Sometimes life throws us curveballs that force us to grow up faster.
I agree. And sometimes that means someone much younger than their peers might seem much older in how they understand the world.
Yeah, like a child who has to take on adult responsibilities because of a difficult family situation.
Exactly. Their childhood is going to be very different from someone who hasn't faced those same burdens.
It's a complex issue for sure. It really highlights how important empathy and understanding are when we think about mental age.
I agree.
We can't just assume everyone's internal experience matches their age.
Right. It's a good reminder that everyone's journey is different, and judging someone's mental maturity just based on their age can be misleading.
So what can we do when life throws us these curveballs? How can we stay resilient and keep a youthful mindset even when things are tough?
Well, even when faced with challenges, there are things we can do to cultivate a more youthful and resilient mindset.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most powerful tools we have is humor.
Haha, now you're speaking my language. There's a reason they say laughter is the best medicine.
It really is. Humor can help us keep things in perspective, find joy, even in difficult times. And it can even help us deal with stress, which we know can speed up aging.
It's like that old saying, don't worry, be happy. Maybe it's cheesy, but there's some truth to it.
I think so, too. Finding ways to laugh and see the lighter side of things can definitely contribute to a more youthful outlook.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of different perspectives, the article also touches on how neurological conditions can affect mental age.
Okay, this is where things get even more interesting. What does that look like in practice?
These autism as an example, people with autism may experience cognitive development differently, and their mental age may not line up with their chronological age in the typical way.
Right. It's another reminder that mental age isn't a one-size-fits-all concept. We need to be sensitive and understanding of the diverse ways people experience the world.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that there's no single right way to age, both mentally and chronologically.
So how about we do a little mental age check-in ourselves? The article has this fun quiz to help you assess your own mental age.
Sounds fun.
Are you up for trying it out?
Sure, why not? I was up for a challenge.
All right, listeners, feel free to play along. The first question is, how important is fun for you? Mm. And your choices are A, a lot, I want to have fun and feel emotions, B, enough, but duty comes first, or C, I don't care about fun, I have other things to think about. What do you think?
I'm leaning towards B. Fun is definitely important, but I also value responsibility and a sense of purpose.
That's fair. I think I might resonate more with A on this one. How about you, listeners? Which answer speaks to you the most? And what do you think your answer reveals about your mindset?
Remember, there are no right or wrong answers here. It's all about self-reflection and exploring how you approach life.
All right, on to question number two. Does the idea of getting old scare you? Your options are A, not at all. Life is still long and full of surprises. B, rarely I'm too busy to think about it. Or C, a lot. Everyone grows old and dies sooner or later. What are your thoughts on this one?
I'm going to go with B. I tend to focus on the present rather than dwelling on things I can't control.
I think I'm with you on that one. I'm more about living in the now than worrying about the future. Listeners, take a moment to consider your own response to this question. What does it reveal about your feelings about aging?
This is a great starting point for some deeper introspection.
Okay, we have a few more questions to go, but we'll dive into those in the next segment. Stay tuned.
So are we ready for some more of these mental age quiz questions?
Let's do it. I'm actually kind of enjoying this whole self-reflection thing.
That's great.
Okay, question three is an interesting one. Do you trust what you see on television?
Interesting.
And the options are A, I don't know, I prefer the internet and social media. B, quite, but there is also a lot of rubbish. Or C, of course, TV is essential. What do you think?
I think I'd have to go with B on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, there's definitely some good stuff on TV, but you got to be careful and think critically about what you're watching.
I'm right there with you. I think it's more important than ever these days to question everything, especially with all the media out there. It's hard to know what's real and what's not.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, listeners, what about you? Are you team internet, team TV, or somewhere in between?
It probably depends on your generation too, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. The technology we grew up with definitely shapes how we consume information.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on to question four. In which context would you prefer to live?
Okay.
Here are your choices. A, in a super technological world full of robots. B, in a society where people work less and earn well. Or C, in a world where you never grow old. This one's a thinker.
Ooh, that is a tough one.
Right.
I'm kind of drawn to that idea of a world where people have more free time. So maybe B,
yeah,
a better work-life balance sounds pretty appealing.
I'm with you there. Less work means more time for travel, exploring new hobbies. Sign me up.
Right.
Although that whole never growing old thing is definitely tempting.
It is.
All right, listeners, which world would you choose and why?
It's fascinating to see how our different priorities and values would shape our ideal world.
For sure. Okay, on to the final question. And this one involves a bit of ranking.
Okay, hit me.
Get ready. Arrange the following in order of importance. Friendship, money, health.
Okay, for me, it would have to be health first, then friendship, then money.
Yeah.
Good health is the foundation, you know.
Right.
Then strong friendships. Those really enrich our lives. And money is important, sure. But it shouldn't be the ultimate goal.
Couldn't agree more. Health and meaningful connections are what truly matter in the end.
Exactly.
Okay, listeners, time to tally up your answers. If you mostly answered A's, you've got the mental age of a child, mostly B's, you're in the adult category, and mostly C's, you align with the elderly mindset.
Of course, this is just for fun, not a scientific test or anything.
Exactly. It's more about getting us thinking than giving you a label.
Right.
It's a good reminder that mental age is fluid and complex.
It is.
It's not something you can just sum up with a score.
Definitely not.
This quiz is a fun way to start thinking about our own mental age. But even without a formal test, we can all benefit from a little introspection, right?
Absolutely.
Like, how do we approach challenges? How do we see the world and our place in it? How do we define aging for ourselves? These are all good questions to think about.
They are. It's about challenging those negative stereotypes we might have picked up about aging.
Right.
And embracing new experiences and cultivating that sense of curiosity and wonder that keeps us feeling young at heart.
And remember, as we talked about earlier, the way we think can have a real impact on our physical health and how long we live.
That's right.
It's empowering to know that we might have more control over our aging process than we realize.
Definitely. While we can't stop time, we can choose how we age mentally and emotionally.
We can choose to see aging as a period of decline or a time of continued growth and exploration. It's really up to us.
It is. And as we've seen today, those choices can make a big difference in our health, our happiness, and how much we enjoy life.
So before we wrap up this deep dive into mental age, I want to leave our listeners with a final thought-provoking question.
Okay, I'm listening.
If you could choose your mental age, regardless of your physical age, what would it be and why?
Wow, that is a great question.
Right.
It really gets to the heart of how we see ourselves and what's possible for us.
Exactly.
It challenges us to think about what we value most about usefulness. And how we can bring those qualities into our lives right now, no matter how old we are.
I love that. So, listeners, I encourage you to really sit with that question for a while.
It's worth pondering.
What would your ideal mental age be and why? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
And don't forget, you can dive deeper into this whole mental age thing by taking the full quiz on the Spiritual Seek website.
We'll put the link in the show notes so you can check it out.
They have a lot of other interesting stuff there, too.
But even without a formal test, just having this conversation can be a starting point for some valuable self-reflection.
It can.
It's all about being aware and intentional, paying attention to how we think and feel about aging, and choosing to cultivate a mindset that supports our well-being.
Well said. It's about embracing the journey and recognizing that aging can be a time of continued growth, discovery, and joy.
So we've explored the science, we've thought about our own mental ages, and hopefully we've all had some good laughs along the way.
Laughter is always good.
It is. But before we sign off, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier about travel being a great way to stay mentally young.
Okay.
What about those of us who can't just hop on a plane and jet off to exotic destinations all the time? Are there other ways to get that same feeling of novelty and adventure in our everyday lives?
That's a great point. Travel is fantastic. It's not the only way to keep your mind young.
Right.
It's more about approaching life with curiosity and a willingness to try new things no matter where you are.
So, like, what are some specific things people can do? How can we inject some of that travel-inspired adventure into our routines?
It could be something as simple as exploring a new neighborhood in your city.
Oh.
Or visiting a museum you've never been to before.
Hmm.
Or maybe trying a restaurant that serves food from a culture you're not familiar with.
Oh, I like that. It's like bringing the world to you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What else? Learning a new language or skill can also be really enriching.
Yeah.
It opens up new ways of thinking and communicating, and it can be super rewarding.
I can see that.
Imagine being able to navigate a busy market and talk to locals in their language.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Right.
Even if you never leave your hometown, those skills can add so much to your life.
They really can. They can connect you with new people, new cultures, new perspectives right where you are.
So it's all about expanding our horizons however we can.
Exactly.
Whether it's trying a new recipe, taking a dance class, or even just starting a conversation with someone from a different background, it's about pushing ourselves out of our comfort zones and looking for opportunities to grow and discover new things.
Well said. It's about rekindling that sense of wonder and curiosity we often associate with being young. And remember, it's never too late for that.
So true. We're never too old to learn, to grow, to see the world with fresh eyes.
And that's the message we want to leave you with today.
Okay.
It's not about denying how old we are, but about embracing the idea that we have the power to choose how we experience aging mentally and emotionally.
We can choose to see it as a time of decline or a time of continued growth and possibility. It's a choice we make every day.
And as we've learned today, those choices can really affect our health, our happiness, and how much we enjoy life.
So here's to embracing our inner child, challenging our assumptions about getting older, and living each day with a sense of curiosity, adventure, and a whole lot of laughter.
Cheers to that.
And that wraps up another deep dive. A huge thank you to our amazing expert for sharing all these insights with us today.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And to all our listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey of exploration.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Remember, age really is just a state of mind.
It really is.
So keep exploring, keep learning, keep laughing, and keep that youthful spirit alive. Until next time, keep diving deep.
It's funny, you know, we always talk about turning back the clock.
Yeah.
But after all this, I'm kind of thinking, maybe that's not the right way to look at it. Maybe it's not about being young again, but about holding on to that youthful energy as we get older.
You know, I think you're onto something there.
Yeah.
It's about appreciating that each stage of life has something special to offer.
Exactly. And that reminds me, we talked earlier about challenging those negative stereotypes about aging.
Right.
What are some of the biggest misconceptions people have about getting older? And how can we change those views?
Well, one of the biggest myths is that aging equals decline. Like, it's all downhill from a certain point.
Yeah.
But as we've seen, that's just not true. There's so much potential for growth and fulfillment throughout our lives.
It's like that saying, you're only as old as you feel.
Exactly.
It sounds kind of cheesy, but there's definitely truth to it.
There is. It really is all about your mindset. Another thing people say is that older people are stuck in their ways and don't like change.
Right. But actually, a lot of older folks are incredibly adaptable and open to new experiences.
Makes sense.
They've already been through so much change, they know how to handle it.
That's a good point. They've seen it all, so they don't get rattled as easily.
Right.
It makes me wonder, what can we learn from older generations about staying mentally young? What wisdom do they have to share?
I think one of the most valuable things they can teach us is the power of perspective.
How so?
Well, they have a longer view of time, so they understand that challenges are temporary.
Right.
And that setbacks are just part of life's journey.
They've learned to ride the waves, so to speak.
Exactly. They've seen that things usually work out in the end, even when it doesn't seem like it at the time.
So they've got that resilience, that understanding that life is a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly.
And that brings us back to this idea of embracing getting older instead of being afraid of it. Mm-hmm. How can we learn to see it in a more positive light?
I think it starts with recognizing the beauty and wisdom that come with age.
Okay.
Like, think about the lines on someone's face. Those tell a story.
Yeah.
A story of a life lived, of laughter and tears, of experiences that shape them into who they are.
It's like reading a good book. Every wrinkle holds a piece of their journey.
Exactly. And those stories are valuable.
I see that.
They hold lessons and insights that we can all learn from.
So it's not just about staying young at heart, but also about embracing the wisdom and the richness that come with aging gracefully.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that aging is a privilege, a natural part of life, and that every stage has its own beauty and purpose.
Well said. I think that's a perfect note to wrap up our deep dive on.
I agree.
A huge thank you to you for being here today and sharing your expertise on this fascinating topic.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us.
We appreciate you tuning in.
We hope this conversation has inspired you to rethink aging and to embrace all the possibilities that lie ahead, no matter how old you are.
It's never too late for new adventures.
So keep exploring, keep learning, keep laughing, and keep that youthful spirit alive.
And remember, age is just a number. What truly matters is how you choose to live your life.
That's a great reminder. Until next time, keep diving deep.